It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Green Bay will play host to the 2025 NFL Draft, and that's already shaking up the area's housing and vacation rental market.
We'll learn how Green Bay is working with property owners who want to rent out rooms or their entire home for thousands of dollars on vacational rental platforms.
But first, a wood products company abruptly closed three plants in northern Wisconsin this month, laying off nearly 140 employees. A carpenters union has lodged a complaint with the state's Department of Justice.
We get up to speed now with Green Bay Press Gazette business reporter Jeff Bollier. Jeff, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, let's start with the latest. Bessie Forest Products Group closing three wood products plants in northern Wisconsin. Can you break down what occurred at the start of this month?
On August 1st, Bessie Forest Products Group's new company or new owners, they were purchased earlier this spring, sent a layoff notice to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development that said that the next day, August 2nd, it was going to close a plywood factory, a manufacturing facility, and another veneer and lumber plant. It's kind of spread out in three different locations, kind of across northern Wisconsin and into western Wisconsin too. Normally with the number of employees involved, almost 50 employees at each location and 139 total, companies are required to give of that size are required to give the state 60 days notice of a layoff. So the Carpenters Union that represents the workers, some of the workers at the Mattoon plant filed a complaint with the Wisconsin Department of Justice saying this was a violation of the state's Wisconsin business closing and mass layoff law.
Do you get a sense that this came out of the blue for employees at these plants?
I have not had the chance to talk with any of the employees at the plants, but the Carpenters Union official for the region that I did speak with said that this was rather abrupt and kind of hampered their ability or to respond quickly or help provide sort of retraining and resources for the affected workers in a timely manner. When they have 60 days, they can local workforce development boards can kind of muster more of a response and they're prepared for it as opposed to one day's notice, what was more of a challenge.
Can you step back for a moment and explain what wood products these plants had produced?
So it varies from location to location, but I apologize. I'm not
sure.
Fully
that's
versed
okay
in this, but yeah. they were part of the key industry that took the raw lumber that so many forestry companies harvest in Wisconsin and processed it into various products that you might use in homes or in businesses, from wood flooring to lumber or products for building new homes or structures. So they were, as I understand it, they were kind of a key link in our overall forest wood products paper industry here in Wisconsin.
You mentioned new owners, and in March, Bessie Forest Products Group is sold to the Hoffman family of companies, this private investment firm that owns hundreds of brands and properties around the world. Could the acquisition have had an impact on these sudden closures?
It is hard to say.
Okay.
The company did cite some sort of broader industry factors for the abrupt closure, but I did try to contact both the Hoffman Group of Companies and Bessie to try and find out a little bit more, but have not heard back from either company.
So if the State Department of Justice determines that the company violated the law with such a short window to foreclosure, what can the fired employees gain?
You know what? I am You put me on the spot. I am not sure
Okay.
what the recourse would be. It probably, I don't know that, unfortunately, whether there would be a benefit for or what kind of benefits the workers might be in line for, and would need to do a little bit more checking before I
Sure.
could speak
Well, before we move
confidently about
on,
that.
yeah, before we move on, what do the layoffs say about the health of the forest products industry in our state? You know, this is an industry contributing $7.3 billion to our state's gross domestic product.
The Wisconsin Economic Development Corp says that there are more than 50,000 jobs tied to the state's forest product sector. Where I am in Green Bay and in northeastern Wisconsin, the paper industry is still a key part of that. And it is an industry that, like many, are is going through some tough times. The paper mill in Wisconsin Rapids was idled permanently. Companies are sort of looking for how to move forward, but also I think it is a resilient bunch and is not going anywhere. And a little bit of an example of that, if I may throw in a plug for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. We actually are in the process of bringing on board somebody who part of their business beat will be to focus on telling those stories of wood products, paper industry, and the state's changing lumber, our wood products
Yeah.
industry.
We're talking with Jeff Beaulieu, business reporter at the Green Bay Press Gazette, looking at some recent workforce and economic developments in the region. Jeff, turning now to a very separate topic, the NFL draft returning to Wisconsin after 85 years. Will happen in
Yes.
Green Bay. Yeah, April of 2025. Mark your calendar.
We are
So
looking forward to it.
I understand, though, this is really shaking up the price for rentals. What is happening in the housing area and vacation rentals?
As you know, as Green Bay has been processing and preparing for the NFL draft, and really, much of the northeastern Wisconsin region is preparing for this, the number of people involved. And visitors expected is upwards of 240 to 250,000 people for the event, and the NFL and its partners have largely booked most of the hotels in the greater Green Bay area. So visitors who want to come here and will either be faced with half an hour, 45 minute hour, 90 minute drives to stay in a hotel room, or the other option that people are really looking at is renting their homes on a website like Airbnb or Vrbo. That it's a process they call short-term rentals or vacation rentals. And there are some people who think that they're, who feel like there could be some big money to be made during this opportunity.
And City of Green Bay officials realized that they held a short-term rental property training workshop last week, and you stopped in for that. What were your takeaways?
My biggest takeaway was the number of people that were there. They had to close registration the afternoon of the event just to make sure in case they had any walk-ins, but there were more than 100 people that signed up. And a lot of people are looking at this, but they are just not sure always of the process of that is involved. There are a couple of different licenses and health inspections that need to be completed and conducted before you can do this. But so it's kind of that time where people are seeing some listings that are out there asking for $10,000 or more per night, but also are wondering if anybody will get that or what their home might be able to rent for and what it would involve on their end. So
Sounds like there's a
a lot
lot of
of
curiosity there for property owners to see what might be available.
Yes, the and that really is what the city of Green Bay, the village of Ashwaubenon, and some of the other municipalities here in the Brown County area are focusing on right now, is trying to answer those questions for people about, what, like, how much do these licenses cost? What should I do to prepare my home for this? What are the rules regarding short-term rentals? Because that is something that each community, you know, from city to village to township, no matter where you are in the state, the rules can change from community to community.
And you've had your eye on vacation rentals in the Green Bay area, you know, reporting on it before. How big of a business are vacation rentals in Brown County, considering the Packer season and all?
Oh, it is a very big business. You know, we have done work with Discover Green Bay and other agencies here in town, and sort of found that there, you know, during Packer season, which people kind of take as the baseline, there are as many as 1,000 homes or spare bedrooms or apartments for rent on sites like Airbnb and Vrbo for Packers home game weekends, you know, and periodically throughout the year. So it is a huge business, and really kind of has over the last 3 or 4 years, local officials have said they've seen it really shift from that sort of, you know, oh, I'm just going to make a few hundred bucks renting out a spare room and I'll have a roommate for a couple of days, to organizations and companies that are managing these properties, taking it very seriously and treating it much more like a business than a way to earn a little bit of spare cash.
And that could have a lot of implications for people who are trying to live and work in Green Bay area who are renters, I would
Yes.
imagine.
For renters and for homeowners
Homeowners,
also,
yeah.
or would-be homeowners. The Village of Ashwaubenon has, as of July 1st, implemented a minimum 6-night stay in a short-term rental property, because in some cases the village has seen its existing single-family homes bought up and renovated and converted into short-term rentals, especially near Lambeau Field, of course. And that has really put has started to hamper the amount of housing stock and the number of families that can live in the village, and you know, kids that go to school, the Ashwaubenon School District. And
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Jeff Bollier, business reporter at the Green Bay Press Gazette.
coming up, the most important tools for these police officers are their ears.
The biggest skill set that we utilize in a negotiation is our active listening skills.
Go behind the scenes with crisis negotiators in Wisconsin police departments coming up on Wisconsin Today.